Lance Bender here with the head coach of the Trinity Tigers, Lance Key. Can we get your thoughts on the big win today? It was a hard-fought battle, 1-0 win over the Crusaders of University of Dallas.
Like we spoke about last night, you know, we were fully expecting them to come out and make things difficult, and we fully expected them to come out and work hard to get a win. We spoke about that today in the locker room in our preparation, just, you know, expecting them to compete. There's a lot on the line today, you know, and so I thought we were flat to start the game, and we lacked a little bit of that sort of immediacy that we felt like was going to be necessary in a game like today. Although we did get, you know, an early look and just knock one off the post, that changes the game if that can go in. I think within a couple of minutes of play, but it didn't, and we had to dig in, and they dug in, and it ended up being a kind of a scrappy finish down there on the near post with Shelby Genhart getting the game winner. But you know, I'm proud of the kids. I think it wasn't something we felt like we executed really well in a number of areas of the game, but we executed well enough to get the result today and get the win, get the AQ, and so now we head home and see what happens next week.
Absolutely, and the defense today for the Crusaders was definitely excellent, one of the best of the entire season. But Genhart and some other shooters on your team, they really looked like they showed up today. They had some unlucky shots there with the one off the post and some great saves. But how important is it having such great shooters on offense?
Well, I mean, anytime you have players that can score goals, it helps because in the end, that's the purpose of the game, to put more goals in than the other team.
Definitely.
So we feel like we have some goal scorers. And we just needed one today, you know, and that was how it turned out. We were able to find a little bit more success throughout the course of the season in terms of finding the back of the net in the majority of our games. But, you know, on the day we needed a goal and we got it at a critical time. But you know what? I've got to say that they've, Christina did a great job of getting them organized to defend hard and defend well. They didn't give up anything easy. And, Bridget made some great saves today, you know, and I think very, very deserved MVP of the on the defensive side of the ball of the tournament.
Absolutely. And one was all it took to get that automatic qualifier into the NCAA tournament. What do you plan on doing to prepare for next weekend's NCAA tournament?
Well, at this point, the only thing that we can do is prepare ourselves, I think, you know. You never know who you're going to get, and the NCAA is going to make that decision, and the reality is it's another opportunity to play a game, so it doesn't really matter who you get, you got to turn up and play. And so if we can just sort of key in on the things that we feel like are important, polish some things that we don't think we did terribly well this weekend, but then also build on some of the things that we did do well. You know, I thought we defended pretty well throughout the weekend. I don't think we gave away many goal scoring opportunities over the course of 180 minutes, and consequently didn't concede. And you know, if we can not concede goals in November, we're in a good position to advance.
And speaking of that, I think you only gave up 3 or 4 shots the entire tournament. So an impressive play by your entire team. And we wish the best for y'all going into the tournament next week. Hope to bring back the first place for the conference and really represent the SCAC.
We're gonna go out and work hard this week and get ourselves focused for the tournament, and we'll certainly do the best we can.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming, and great job by your team. And wish the best for you going into next week.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.